Finally, today we are joined by Devontae Shannon, a former football player at Gannett and a current All-Star at the University of Buffalo. Devontae, thanks for being here and congratulations on an outstanding freshman year.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's take a look at the stats here, Devontae. You led the country in tackles by a freshman last year. You set the school record for tackles and you were a first-team All-Conference. Were you expecting to be that productive in your first year?
I wasn't expecting to contribute so early. The coaches called upon me. I just came out, tried to do whatever I can for the team, just contribute to our success.
Now, how did Gannett, or playing at Gannett, prepare you to play early and often in college?
Well, I came in at Gannett and I played as a sophomore, and we always been a hard-nosed football team with great tradition. So I just knew that coming up to Buffalo, I was going to have to be ready to play, and the coaches told me to be ready when I'm called upon, so I just was ready.
Now, last year you got a chance to play at Penn State, and this year you're playing at Pitt. What is that game going to be like for you?
Oh, it's going to be a big game for me. I got that game marked on my calendar. It's like a homecoming for me. Got a lot of people from Gannett coming. Got a lot of friends and family, so I'm just trying to come out and shine.
Do you have family and friends calling you for tickets already?
Oh yeah, I got a lot of people. When I went home for the summertime, a lot of people asked me about tickets.
Now, do you have fond memories of the last time you played at Heinz Field?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be like a more than I get back to see Heinz Field. Just thinking about the time we won the championship there.
Now, we saw you in Hershey last year cheering on Gannett. How closely did you follow what was going on back home, both in football and in basketball?
Well, I wasn't able to go to any games, so we had games on the weekend. But hey, every Friday night, I had somebody either text me or call me, let me know how the team's doing, and I talked to Terrell and like Jerry every once in a while, and they let me know how the team was going. So when I got a chance to come home for the state championship game, I just wanted to be there for them. Let them know that they had my support.
Now at Buffalo last year, you were 5-7, but 5-3 in the conference. Just missed a bowl game last year. So how bad do you want to make a bowl this year?
We got that in our headlights right now. We're real focused right now. We're just trying to go over the X and O's right now, just trying to see what the mistakes we made last year, just pick it up this year.
And you're in the middle of your second camp up there at Buffalo. How much easier is it this year, having gone through everything 1 year already?
Oh, it's a lot easier. You know what I mean? Coming in last year, I didn't know where to go, no stations, no nothing. I just fit in wherever they put me. And now I just know what to expect, know where to go, and just whenever they need me, I'm just going around making plays.
Now, you're only a sophomore, but you got a lot of experience last year as a freshman. Do you find yourself becoming more of a leader on defense now, even though you're only a sophomore?
Yes. The coaches asked me to be more of a leader, be more of a vocal leader, because that's what we need right now. So I'm just trying to work on that by myself and just try to get ready.
Talk a little bit about your head coach, Turner Gill. What's it like playing for him?
Oh, it's great. He's a great guy. He's a great teacher of the game. He's a great wholesome guy. Very humble. He's a great guy to be around.
Why did you decide to go to Buffalo out of high school?
Well, I was being recruited. My recruiting process was kind of late, so, and then like they was the first team to offer me a full ride. So, and we came up and visit. The campus was nice. The coaches was nice. So, just decided to come here.
All right, you're heading into your sophomore season. So, what about you personally? What kind of goals and expectations do you have for the season?
I'm just trying to pick up where I left off last year and trying to get my team, try to lead my team to a bowl this year, try to get a MAC championship, get another ring, like high school. So I'm just coming in trying to contribute, try to be a champion again.
All right. Devontae Shannon from Gannett, Pennsylvania, thank you very much for the time and good luck up there in Buffalo.
Okay, thank you for having me, Brent.